it's ridiculous, to be honest with you. The kids are more times off school than they are at school. Do you know what I mean? Like, the teachers are off on strike and off on this and that, and they're still getting paid while we're at home. Do you know what I mean? We have to be a parent and teacher rolled into one. It's absolutely ridiculous. Like, I'm a mother of five and I'm on my own, and it's very, very hard. It's very hard. Do you know what I mean?
You've got five kids, you're on your own, you're homeschooling, and obviously it's now the Easter holidays.
Yeah.
With the threat of industrial action, we're not sure in what form it will take, by the three unions. Do you have any sympathy for the teachers, the fact that they say they want...
Absolutely none.
Now?
Absolutely none. No, I don't. I don't. If anyone should have sympathy, it should be... People should have sympathy for us parents, not for the teachers. No, I don't. I'm sorry. I might come across as a bit harsh, but I don't. No.
But they're at risk. They're frontline workers. They're teaching your children.
Just so are we at risk too as well. And so is my child at risk every time I send my child into school too as well. It keeps you off school.
And that's fun.
And keeps your nanny away from you too, doesn't it?
And that's not fun.
That's not fun. Yeah.
And what about washing your hands?
I do not do that.
You do? I'm very frustrated and very angry and upset about everything that's going on. Yeah, I am. They're losing out on their education and everything. The First Communion is coming up now and they don't even know whether First Communion or anything's going to go ahead. It's not fair on the kids.
And how do you feel about First Holy Communion being stalled or being pared back?
It's absolutely ridiculous. It is absolutely ridiculous. Do you know what I mean? It's like our whole life has just stopped. And we're living under, like, somebody's thumb telling us whether we can come and go and in or out or whatever. It's ridiculous.
So what will you do for First Holy Communion? What do you normally do?
Well, we'd normally hire out a big function room and have a party and a celebration and have loads of friends and family and whatever over. Do you know what I mean? And no, we can't, like, because we don't know what's going on. It is gone beyond the joke now at this stage, and it is the kids. The kids are missing out big time in their little parties with their friends, and, you know, even their Bertie's comes up. She can't have anyone over in the house or anything like that. Do you know what I mean? It is ridiculous.
So not much sympathy for the teachers?
No, I don't. I'm sorry.
Any sympathy for them?
No.
A little bit?
No. No, I don't.
But they have to...
I do understand they have to go to school, but my child has to go to school too as well, so therefore my son's at risk too as well. They get paid to teach kids and this, that and whatever, but they're not really doing anything because they're landing all the homeschooling onto us. Do you know what I mean? If I wanted to be a teacher, I would have went through college to be a teacher. I don't know how to teach.
I think they should be vaccinated sooner than later.
So you see teachers as frontline workers?
I do, absolutely.
So you feel they should be prioritised?
I do, absolutely, yes. They're doing a great job.
Every aspect of society is worried and concerned. I get that, okay? I don't see myself as a teacher to be any way more, should be any way more privileged or not. I work in the area of education where I'm actually working at home. So I'm not going into school. However, I have family who are going into school every day and are teaching. For me personally, the conversation about the vaccines, because it changes, it has been changing and fluctuating, and it's this and that, and is there, you know, are we going to get vaccines, when? People are becoming not just tired, they're becoming frustrated. Personally, as a teacher, privileged or not, primary, secondary, further ed, higher ed, whatever I would be in, I do not see that I should be, or am, anymore. Deserving of a vaccine than somebody else, yeah?
So you more than likely will be getting your vaccine sooner rather than later if they get delivered into the country?
By age I would be. And I think by age, because the government were going with age, I felt perhaps that is something that's far more easily delivered. Am I angry? I'm frustrated with the fact that we just can't all get on with life, do you know what I mean? And I'd love to see everybody back in school safe. I'd love to see society back and safe.
And would you take the picket line or would you be torn?
Would I take the picket line? I'm actually not happy that we would be considering a picket. I do see where people are very sick, and I know my own colleagues, I have a lot of colleagues who are quite sick. I can see where they would be coming on this point, because we are going into classrooms, and again, I'm going to say I'm not currently at the moment, I'm working from home, but my children are, family is teachers, they're going into classrooms and they are, you know, they're right there in the thick of it. And one point that was made on News Talk this morning with Pat was that when we look at the government seated in
convention centre.
The convention centre, I was going to say the point actually, yeah, they are very, very socially isolated, incredibly so, compared to what is expected of teachers in the classroom.
I just think they had enough time off, and personally that the children need to be at school.
Well, I have a junior cert student at home from the middle of December. It'll be 4 months by the time he goes back to school. And if he doesn't go back to school, the child is suffering mentally and physically. He's good academically, but socially he needs the interaction. These lads are back to school only briefly and holidays again. I've got junior cert, leaving cert, fifth class, and a college student at home. Teachers need to be safe, kids need to be safe, but the country is just on its knees. Kids need social interaction.
The fact that teachers are threatening industrial action, they're saying that kids will go back no matter what on the 12th of April. How do you feel about that threat? They could take industrial action very different ways. It doesn't have to be school closures. And do you have any sympathy for the teachers because they're up close to the kids? They are, you know,
in
overcrowded classrooms.
The guards are up close to people. Frontline workers are up close to people. Like, the teachers have been off so long. Maybe if they were put on the PUP payment, they'd change their views. The mental health of adults, children, across the board, it's just gone beyond a joke. We're all struggling to get through the day. The government have the place in a mess. Like, everybody needs vaccinations, but the kids need, we need to resume normality. Everybody's struggling.
And how are you coping?
I'm grand. Getting there.
Day by day?
Yeah.
At the moment, the teachers are in there dealing with children. You know, there's 30 kids from 30 different homes coming into the school, and they have to teach them. They don't know who they're in contact with, or what their bubbles are, what they entail. So yeah, I do agree. I do think the teacher should. I mean, I know, look at the government, we're all kind of going blind in this. No one knows really, like, it's a pandemic. But I do think the teachers are vulnerable, yeah.
So you think the teachers should get their vaccine?
I think they should do. I think them and the police force, yeah, and the Gardaí, I think they should. Because, they are frontliners. They are frontline workers, so.
I think there's more people who should get it before the teachers.
They'll get the vaccines before they go back to school in September anyway, so, well, they should do, so. I can't see why it can't be done by age.
You're 78 years of age. Have you been vaccinated yet?
I have, yes.
Both doses?
No, just one.
Just the one, and so you're delighted to have that.
Well, I've got that, there's another one coming up now in 2 weeks.
And do you think the system in place now, they've changed it, it's going to be on age? It's not going to be on your job, so the guards and the teachers will have to wait like everyone else.
They all have a case, they're fighting their own corner.
Being honest, as a teacher, I suppose, I can't social distance. I'm in primary school. I'm not a metre away from the children I work with. One-on-one, I'm in learning support.
So you're right on top of each other?
Yeah, basically. And primary school kids don't wear masks. So I was hanging out for the vaccine so that I could feel safe with the children.
And when were you expecting it? Around now?
Not really. I didn't think it was going to be any time that soon.
So how do you feel about your union representing you and, you know, saying, hang on a second, you promised us this. Do you support them?
Yeah, absolutely, I do. I don't want industrial action. I want to be back in the classroom. I've hated lockdown. I found it a lot more stressful working from home on Zoom. And if, as they say, they want to keep the schools open, then surely it makes sense that the people who are likely to get sick should be vaccinated, especially when pregnant teachers are being told to stay home and we can't get subs. So
it's been difficult. It's been a difficult year.
It's been difficult for everybody. I don't think it's been any worse for us. We've been able to stay at home at times when the virus has been rampant. It's a lot worse for other people.
Open up the pubs.
But
so that man just shouted, open the pubs.
Open
so
the
his
pubs.
Priority is the pubs. The fact that you'll be breaking up for summer, well, you'll be a bit longer, won't you? Because you're
end
primary,
June.
So end of June, so many, many weeks. How many weeks?
It's 10 weeks, I think, once we're back, yeah.
And then, more than likely, you'll be vaccinated before September, depending
on
your
age. Well, there's a lot of talk that it'd be after September. I'm a little older, so I'm at the right end. I'm at the right end of the teaching
so
profession for it.
So a good thing for you?
For once.
Will you be able to tell parents, look, I am going to go out on the picket line, we're closing the schools again?
Oh, I don't
want to
do it.
Do you think it will come to that?
I hope not, but I don't trust Norma to look out for us.
You don't trust Norma Foley, the Minister for Education?
No. I don't know who she's looking out for. I don't know that she's looking out for the best interests of the children, because you can't afford to have a lot of teachers getting sick because there are no subs. You can't keep the classrooms open. So I'm not sure who she's looking out for.